Eric Pfeiffer here with Freddie Barnard, Professor Emeritus at the Department of Agricultural Economics at Purdue University. Here at the, we're overlooking Ross-Ade Stadium here at Purdue University as we are here for the first Farmers Bank and Trust Agricultural Summit 2018. You just gave a tremendous presentation here, and what I want to start with, you talked about the agricultural lending environment has changed. How has that changed, and what's been the biggest change in your opinion?
Well, of course, we had a tremendous upswing in commodity prices from 06 to 13. And we got into a situation there where we had quite a bit of good net farm income. To offset the tax implications of that, we bought a lot of equipment and improvements, such as tiling and grain storage and that type of thing. Well, now that commodity prices have turned down, well, you make the payment on principal on term debt out of net. And we don't have the net now to do it. And as a result, you end up with some financial stress.
At the end of your presentation, you talked about 10 keys to operating in a lower price environment. Of those, what do you find to be some of the most important keys as we try to go through some of these tougher economic times?
One of what I would think was probably the most important is to know where you're at. And that is in terms of earnings. And to calculate net farm income on an accrual adjusted basis. That means that you're going to take the beginning inventories, receivables and payables, and the ending ones, take that difference, and then adjust your cash. And there's a huge difference, and we talked about that throughout the session there, a 50 or 60% difference between cash and accrual adjusted. So I would start with knowing where I'm at, and then after doing that, then do the analysis on where are areas to change to improve.
You talked about using the financial tools that are available. You mentioned that you started here at Purdue University in 1982, and one of the complaints that you received was there aren't enough tools available. Well, now it seems like there are tools everywhere that maybe farmers aren't using. Talk a little bit about what tools might be available to farmers.
There are a number of tools there, and oftentimes they're free or cost very little, particularly from land-grant universities. The one that we've talked about today was converting cash income to accrual adjusted, taking what was on the Schedule F down and converting that to accrual adjusted. There are spreadsheets out there for cash flow. There are spreadsheets for balance sheets. There are spreadsheets to calculate deferred taxes. If somebody wants to sell something, what would be the deferred tax liability? There are spreadsheets to go out here and compare different rental arrangements as well as buying capital assets. So there, I just sort of scratched the surface, but many of those are available on land-grant university websites such as Illinois, Purdue, Iowa State, Minnesota, Kansas State, that are available to producers, and all they have to get it is get that, plug their numbers in, and see which is the better decision.
You also talked a little bit about return on equity being higher than return on assets. Could you expound upon that and kind of explain why that is so important?
When your return on equity is higher than your return on assets, that means you're profitably using borrowed funds. Okay, your return on those borrowed funds exceeds the cost of those funds. And as we saw in our comparative data that the high 20% are consistently that way. And the low 20% are consistently that their return on equity is lower than their return on assets. So they're not making enough to pay the cost of their borrowed funds.